A group of Australian doctors and scientists believe they've found the cause of up to 90% of cases of motor neuron disease, or MND. The debilitating and deadly disease has no known cure, but the discovery of a possible cause offers hope for finding one. The culprit is thought to be a fungus that's found in grass and produces neurotoxins that attack the body. George Roberts reports.
The attack on Danielle Ludewijk's motor neurons has affected her speech, and she can't go for runs or to the gym like she used to.
They're running programs to do the half marathon relay. Gym walking regularly. So working full time and fairly independent. And now I'm not.
She was diagnosed in 2015. Now she can only walk short distances but needs help to get dressed and take a shower. It has stopped her working and socialising.
It's hard when, my family members go off to work and have a life, and my life is pretty boring now.
It's prompted her husband, Dr. Russell Ludewijk, who's got more than 20 years' experience in medical research, to start looking for answers.
Absolutely. I was working in a sort of an area surrounding this, but in other diseases. But obviously with Danielle having this, I was asking myself, what are the causes? And I know that other people do the same thing. And, one of these days somebody will shine a better light on what the causes are.
He joined forces with a neuroscientist and Dr. Peter French, who is a cell and molecular biologist and senior lecturer at the University of New South Wales. Dr. French saw similarities between motor neuron disease and a condition that affects horses called ryegrass stagger.
Ryegrass staggers in horses is caused by the horses eating grass that is infected with fungi, which produce toxins, poisons, that attack the nerves of the horses and cause them to have muscle weakness and twitches and so forth.
With that in mind, the group reviewed more than 90 scientific studies and found links between cases of sporadic motor neuron disease and the existence of fungal infections. Dr. French.
We've seen a whole range of evidence implicating fungi for this.
They also found the suggestion of evidence of a link between contact with grass and cases of motor neuron disease.
There are a number of clusters of athletes who play on grass. Soccer players, for example, some AFL players and some rugby players have recently been diagnosed with motor neuron disease as well. So it appears as though there is a correlation between longish term exposure to grass or agricultural plants.
Sporadic MND accounts for up to 90% of motor neuron disease cases. Dr. French again.
If this was found to be confirmed in our studies and others, then it would likely be that the cause of at least some sporadic motor neuron disease is a chronic fungal infection that could be treated by systemic broad-spectrum antifungal drugs.
And that's molecular biologist Dr. Peter French, ending that report by George Roberts.